The 4th of July is traditionally associated with hot dogs, think Joey Chestnut, parade, and fireworks. But increasingly, communities around the country are turning away from traditional fireworks displays and harnessing the technology of drones. Indeed, the Park City display this year will once again feature a drone show by Skyworks. On the phone to tell us a bit about the technology behind the magic and to discuss the industry as a whole is Scott Linzer of Skyworks. Good morning, Scott, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, Scott, give us a little bit about Skyworks. How long has it been in business, and what is the range of what the company does?
So Skyworks, and it's where we are now, has been around for 7 years. We are certainly one of the leading drone companies. We do over about 200 shows a year, ranging from the Super Bowl, college football playoffs, sporting events, obviously July 4th, but hey, we're even doing drone shows for gender reveals now. It's just crazy with what's going on. Our founder, Taylor, actually started out, who's a NASA rocket scientist back in the days, and then actually pivoted into drones 10 plus years ago. And really what you see now is kind of his vision of bringing smart tech and bringing smart creative and bringing smart thought into this innovative space, which is really what we call drone shows.
And what's been the growth pattern of the company? I know that drones are increasingly being looked at for these kinds of events.
Yeah, it's candidly just incredible, our growth. We're not a big firm. We really have about 10 people that kind of work full time, but it's just with the number of shows as well as the number of just people interested in the topic and what can be done, we've been growing by leaps and bounds.
And is the industry as a whole also seeing a similar growth pattern?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, based on research that we see or people push to us, we still think this industry is basically in its infancy. We think that, you know, really, if you look at forecasts, the industry will probably triple, if not quadruple, really in the next 4 to 5 years. That is how extensive we kind of see this opportunity.
Now, how fast can your drones go?
Speed-wise, we can go really up to about 20 miles an hour to transition into a show. They are weather-rated as well, so we can fly in higher winds. We can even fly in rain. So they are tolerant to a lot of the things that can affect shows, including Park City or other locations. So we made a substantial investment in the drones for the safety of the drones, the quality of the drones, the ability to render the shows, but also the smallest things like weather and to make sure they can recharge fast, which these drones can. So just all sorts of little factors that go on really behind the scenes are really important to us.
Good. Yeah, my question was just about, you know, if the wind is 20 miles per hour, then you're fine.
Yeah.
So why do you think so many communities are looking at drone shows as an alternative or a complement to traditional fireworks?
You know, I'll give you, there's a laundry list of stuff, but I've never seen a higher demand for drones or drone shows like I've seen this year. I still get 2 to 3 calls today, which is almost a week before July 4th, just saying, oh no, my fireworks show, like I can't do it. The fire marshal said no. What am I going to do, et cetera? So, you know, let's take a, you know, really thoughtful, I love fireworks. Fireworks in drought conditions or in arid conditions really cause an issue. And I think there's so much in the news today that lead to some challenges with doing fireworks. And that's clearly been a trend that we've seen with other markets where they're saying it just doesn't make sense to do fireworks. Combine that with correlations to autism, PTSD, noises with dogs. You know, there's just sensitivities around fireworks that frankly drones just does not have. Drones are eco-friendly. These don't explode in the air. So that's number one. Number two, noise. You know, a drone sound like a swarm of bees. It's not a noisy event that's going to be picked up by neighbors for miles away. So you kind of combine that also with the risk of fire dangers and things like that. It's just the level of interest in drones here in 2026 is beyond what I've seen in the last few years.
So the fourth is, you know, as you just said, a very busy time. You mentioned a couple other events. What is it? Where's the trend of the new events? I mean, you just said gender reveals. Are there areas where people are just saying, well, I could do this as a drone show instead of all this other stuff I could do? Where's it going?
We think that it's going in a few different directions. So, you know, obviously corporate events, they do drone shows, you know, as well. Municipalities, obviously, like Park City getting into this. We've kind of got our start more in the music festival space of all things, doing it at large scale music festivals like a Lollapalooza or Coachella. They really got into sort of back in the earlier days, probably, of shows. But we were looking ahead to the future. And really what we think is that drone shows are going to take a form even into advertising. So what does that look like? Where I'm not just putting a billboard on the freeway, but I could actually communicate a message. I could actually fly a logo. I could fly a QR code. I could do something that's a little bit more innovative with drones than just putting a billboard on the road. And so we're starting to partner with brands and agencies that are saying, you know, what can I do that's not just cool, but how does it make it effective? How can I engage with an audience? And that's really where we see the market starting to pivot back to the growth we see in the years to come. We think drone shows are frankly going to be very prevalent in a lot of major type events where you're going to find people. And that's what really brands and agencies are starting to gravitate to.
Now, so I grew up in Connecticut, and the summertime, everyone's at the beach, all the towns, and airplanes would fly banners just down the coast, and everyone could see it. How far, if you did something like that with a drone show, how high could you go, and about how far away could people see it?
It depends. There's factors, of course, but really what we do is we tell most clients that the optimal show flies at about 400 feet above the ground. We work with the FAA. We have a great relationship with the FAA to coordinate with airspace and their needs and aircraft to really make sure that the show is safe. But in general, it's about 400 feet above the ground that a show's flown. That is essentially parking a 30 to 40 story building in terms of a flight box in the air. So, and on a good day, the show could be seen for miles. Yeah. These lights can be just incredibly bright. And so in good weather, which, you know, usually knock on wood, we hope for, it's really good visibility. But on average, maintaining a safety perimeter and all the things that are needed, you know, really a show that's 500 to 2,000 feet away is a really great viewing angle.
And now here's a wild idea. I remember people would propose marriage with skyriders, you know, with the smoke.
Sure. Yep.
Has anyone approached you to, you know, let's say you're with your
fiance? I probably get two calls a week from a groom saying, like, I'm not sure she's going to say yes, so I got to really do this big, right? And I basically say, maybe you want to save your money for the wedding, but I'm happy to have that conversation and do it. So, you know, the answer is yes. But now, what we also see...
She always says yes? No.
Well, we don't know. We'll find out. I mean, let's hope that, you know, in the reality of, you know, hey, I put some money into this. I really like you. You know, works well, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we see it kind of... We're actually starting to work with other communities on some other fun concepts. And this is... All things came from my 11-year-old, who frankly is smarter than me. But he says, Dad, I love these shows, but wouldn't it be cool if kids could design graphics and have that be flown in drones? And so my 11-year-old came out with this idea, which we've used in certain communities, where they can engage a kids' coloring contest to actually have their winning bicentennial message or festival message actually flown in drones.
That's fantastic.
And that's kind of back to what can be done with drones is the creativity aspect where you actually can get the community engaged to actually draw imagery that is shown. And so that's that's kind of the fun things where it's not just pushing graphics or messaging, but it's actually engaging with the community and what can be done.
Now you mentioned you're still getting calls from people who are asking you about July 4th. How long ago were you booked up for July 4th? And how many shows did, I think you might have mentioned this, how many shows are you doing around the country?
We're doing 14 shows, and we saw so much demand. We actually brought drones from other markets in Europe and Asia, actually to satisfy the demand. So we had, so far on my count, we've had over 300 people, communities, private events say we want to do a drone show for July 4th.
And so how long ago were you sold out?
We were sold out about 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah. And that's, all right, let's go down to, you've mentioned a couple things about the drones. Let's talk about the actual unit. Where are they manufactured? You know, how big are they? And how many will you deploy on a night like this here in Park City?
So we use different types of drones. The ones that in particular we use is a brand called Demoda out of Asia. And they have an unparalleled safety record. They are state of the art. And they fly every show perfectly, which actually was a complaint in the drone industry. Sometimes drones wouldn't launch or have a battery issue or things like that. These drones are just incredible in terms of flying a show. Every pixel in the air by a drone actually flies right on schedule as it should. It even says if a drone should fail, we actually have reserve drones that, welcome to the world of AI, that if a missing pixel is missing, a replacement drone will go and immediately launch and replace the missing pixel. That is how advanced the technology is. Part two on the safety aspect, the drones are about the size of my hand, not big, but if they ever did have a failure, again, they don't, they actually deploy a parachute and they float back down to Earth. So the technology, and this is why we made a substantial investment, the technology has really gravitated to make these shows better appealing for spectators, but safer. And that's really paramount for us.
And now if one show, let's say you're doing the Park City show and you might be over the wooded area. If one falls out of the sky and the parachute catches it, are you going to be able to retrieve that thing if it's the size of your hand?
Absolutely. It has a little GPS transmitter that actually says that even if I'm on a limb, I'm at this altitude, and literally the crew's prepared for any of those situations. But in the drones are a program that if there's ever an issue, it has a return to home. And so that's number one. Answer number two, in Park City is no exception, we actually do a site test the day before. So the crew is there hours before prepping the grounds, prepping the drones, scanning frequencies. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to make sure the show is just well executed and safe.
So how big is the crew that's going to be here in Park City? And when will they get here?
They will be there a couple nights before your actual show. So right around the July 2nd, Windows won't have a crew. Approximately 6 people will be there, which encompasses 2 pilots and ground crew. And we also have what's called spotters, just making sure the drones, when they're up in the air, are safe. Nobody's in the flight box area, things like that, to make sure that we're doing this correctly. So that's in general what you can expect for a show. Transparently, we're flying 200 drones for this event, which is what I would say is on a good show. It's a good show size. We can do a lot of really cool designs with that. They'll render great. And your average show, you know, we're talking battery life is really what we max out on. What's the battery life of these drones, which is about 15 minutes. And in Park City in particular is where it's a really great launch location. So we're talking really almost 20 different images in the air that we'll be able to create for July 4th.
And with 2 pilots, that of course tells us that this is obviously largely automated.
Yes.
What do the 2 pilots do?
So a lot more than you think. So the reality is that they are in charge of basically the safety area to make sure the weather conditions are favorable, the launch locations are favorable, spectators aware. It's basically the management of really when we get a game plan, that is the game plan that's being executed. So there's sort of a pilot that's really in charge of what I'd say the external part of the show. Then there's a pilot who's responsible for the internal part of the show. What's interesting about drones is the drones will actually fire up really about 90 seconds before launch. And what's funny, what most people probably don't know, the drones don't have a program in that 90 seconds. They actually, seconds before they launch, get beamed a frequency that says, drone one, you're going to fly here, all the way through drone 200, you're going to fly there. And they literally get wirelessly sent the game plan, the flight plan, and that pilot's in charge of the actual drones themselves. And they basically, the technology in their software says, green, well received, got it, we're good to launch, et cetera, or red, hold on, like something's up. And that is literally what they are doing. So we have an external pilot of the show box and then internal pilot of the drones themselves.
Yeah. So what if somebody, let's say Park City in particular, wants to fly their own drone to look at the drone show? What, mm-hmm. could that mess it up, the frequency?
It could. It often does not. Okay. We to be very clear, we don't want people to do that. Of course, right? That is something that we feel strongly. Enjoy the show. You don't have to record it. We record the shows for you. We bring camera drones up, so that entire show for Park City will be recorded anyway. And it probably it's higher quality than your kid's drone you have anyway. So we say, don't worry about it to do it. But the drones are actually sophisticated enough in the technology to deconflict with other objects, so whether themselves or with other drones in that. So the reality is that's where we just made an investment in that technology. But I would tell everyone in Park City, enjoy the show, you take photos, do that, but we're going to have some really great renders of that show for you.
So now, obviously, you've got a set of, maybe it's not obvious, but there's a set of computer programs that are going to say, I want this drone to be at this height with this color and make this kind of move. Tell us about the process of developing that programming.
Yeah. So it starts out so basic. That's what's so funny. Usually it involves working with a client to say, what do you want to have? And the client will say, I don't know, I guess I want the American flag and maybe the 250 logo and maybe the Park City, you know, whatever that is. The designers of our staff will basically say, well, let's fill in the gaps. And really what we try to get to clients, drone shows are really about a story. It's a story in the sky. And we believe that story should be unique. And so really what we do is we storyboard for the client from image one through image 20, really what the vision board could be for that show. Client gets full feedback on all of this to say, I like this. Maybe this needs to be later. I don't like cut it out, whatever. And then once the storyboard's aligned to, we then move to design. So we bring the, actually it's a design software that we use that actually is like Adobe Photoshop, but for drones. Mm-hmm. And it actually recreates the imagery in drones where again, the client then says, yep, I like this, change blue to yellow or red to blue, whatever that may be. And then the final output is actually a computerized rendering of the show. As if I'm in Park City looking at the show, I see the entire show computerized to music. We actually do a music track where the drones are actually coordinated to music. So if you have speakers or PA systems or a radio station that wants to play the music, the drones are actually all synced to the music. That's the rendering that the client gets. And that's the final approval process where they say, yes, this is the show I want. And then it moves into programming, of which then we actually program everything visually and everything audio into an actual program that's sent to the drones.
And do any of the pilots have to do anything at all manually?
No.
Wow.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Now, with that said, sometimes they'll be a tree where we didn't expect a tree, or there'll be a branch where we didn't expect a branch, or maybe the wind changer or something like that. So the answer is that the pilot is in command and can make modifications. We actually have designers on staff always for all these shows that say, if I need to make a switch, I need this. And literally, it's all done electronically where a team is actually then working with that feedback and recreating a program file.
And they find that information the day before when they're setting up.
That's correct. So there's usually no surprises.
So without any spoilers, how different will this show be from last year's?
This will be noticeably different. Number one is that the drones themselves are new. So everything I've said before, the new technology is what you'll be seeing, which we're excited to showcase you guys. So that's number one. Number two is you'll see the show fly a bit faster. The drones do move faster than our last generation, which I think is good to see. And the third one is brighter. These drones will be brighter than the last show on an evening, so you have a little bit higher visibility.
Now, does the brightness take more battery life?
No, that was another part to this. It's about the same battery life as the last iterations. We can do more with it.
Okay, so how about, what would you like to see drones do, you know, for a show? You mentioned, the proposal, the kids' schools. Thinking way, 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 way out of the box. What would be an outrageous thing the drones could do?
Well, you know, it's interesting. What I want versus what the clients want are probably two different things, right? You know, but if you really look, you know, at the market, just in globally, is a 200 drone show is great. But you've got other markets doing 2,000 drones.
Wow.
3,000 drones. I mean, they're just massive in terms of what can be done. So, you know, really what, you know, I want to get to is where we can do bigger, larger, more detailed, more advanced shows. And that's where I think we are going, but it's going to take some time to do it. You know, clients are writing me, say, hey, I'm doing a launch for a champagne. I need a drone to, you know, drop a ball of champagne like on the crowd. I'm like, that is not safe. We're not doing that, right? So, you know, in terms of the future, I think the possibilities are limitless. And we're kind of looking to say, what's the right balance of the technology that designs really creating great shows, but make sure it's safe. You know, it's very cool to, you know, bring a drone to drop a bottle or bring a plate of food, whatever that may be. But that's not really where I think this goes. And I think really what we see, it's more eco-friendly, you know, shows that really can delight audiences. Love fireworks, don't get me wrong, but this is really the wave of the future.
Yeah, watching the Winter Olympics and knowing how fast downhill skiers go and seeing drones follow them.
Was that incredible?
Yeah.
Incredible. The drone technology is so, I mean, that's what I mean. Where are we going next? Yeah.
Well, I think there's a show answer, there's a military answer, there's agriculture answer. I mean, I think we can all say this is something not going away anytime soon. But now it's really, how does this fit within our lives and our experiences? And, you know, I have a high quality drone I love flying too. The imagery I get from a high resolution camera is just incredible. And, you know, it's a new level of, you know, being able to have experiences and capture them. And so, you know, it's just the space. I don't think it's ever going to be its full potential in the next 10 years. I think we're just going to keep growing within this.
Okay, we got a chance to spend some time with Scott Linzer of Skyworks. We'll all be able to see the work that they do this coming 4th of July above the Park City Mountain Resort. Scott, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you very much, and happy 4th to everyone.